Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I am Eric Terry.
And I am Calvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
He's kind of sitting in here before his show starts at 8:30. Remember to tune in to The Jukebox at 8:30, from 8:30 till 9:30 tonight and every Wednesday night, actually. On today's show, we talk a little bit about John Lennon, and we're going to do a nice little tribute to him. We also have an interview with Adrian Betts. He was unable to make it today, so we caught up with him earlier on in the week. Also, the Tim's China mug in Quebec. What is up with all that? And lastly, we just found this before we came on the air. The Salvation Army will not distribute Harry Potter or Twilight toys. All this and more coming up on this week's episode of Where the Wind Blows. So first of all, ladies and gentlemen, it was 1 year to the day where John Lennon was assassinated. It was, yes, December 8th, 1980 was the exact day. So yes, it was 30 years ago today that John Lennon was assassinated. And in memory of him, we will now have 1 minute of silence, followed by Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Cloudy, there is still a light that shines.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Let It Be by John Lennon and the Beatles. Yes, I made sure to include the right people. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, next on our list of things, the time is now 7:06. Like I said earlier, we caught up with Adrian Betts, and he is the director. I don't remember exactly how he put it, but he is the... He'll tell you in just a second, but he works for the Durham Region AIDS Committee, and we caught up with him earlier today, or actually, I caught up with him on Monday, and we talked for a little bit. Just a forewarning, my phone does vibrate at some point during this interview, so it gets loud for a second. It's actually quite annoying. But anyways, here we go, guys. This is Adrian Betts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am here with Adrian Betts. Adrian, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Aaron. Good to have you here.
It's great to be here. Now, tell us a little bit about your job title, I guess you will, if you want to say.
Who am I?
Who are you?
I'm Adrian Betts. I'm the Executive Director of the AIDS Committee of Durham Region.
Wonderful.
The AIDS Committee is responsible for the care and support of 300 families living with HIV/AIDS in Durham Region and the education and outreach to people at risk.
Alrighty, and how did you get involved in AIDS work in general? Like, where did you start off and how did you get there?
Well, I've been doing the work for a long time, over 20 years. As a young gay man in Toronto, I was involved with the lesbian gay youth group called LGYT in Toronto out of the 519. And it was the 80s, and people started to get sick and they started to die, including my friends. And naturally, I was obligated to get involved. I've never had any shame, and so I was a fundraiser by trade, and so I started fundraising the AIDS Foundation in Toronto, and have been working in nonprofit fundraising most of my career, but always coming back to AIDS work. A few years ago, I became an executive director of the AIDS Network in Hamilton, and when the job came up closer to home, I took the job here. But AIDS is a huge part of my life. I'm not only the hair club president, I'm also a client. I'm a person living with HIV myself.
Alrighty, and now you say you're living with HIV/AIDS yourself. How does that affect your daily life?
It affects my daily life in pretty much every single way there is. From the second you get up to the second you go to bed, you are a person living with HIV/AIDS. You have to be aware of who you encounter and how you encounter them. Plus, there's the repercussions of medications. I take medications every day, and they can be quite debilitating. Certainly gastrointestinal problems, lipodystrophy, dystrophy, all sorts of issues with medication. But more importantly, it's the stigma of AIDS, which is the hardest part for a lot of people with HIV to live with. People have a lot of preconceptions about HIV, and they assume for you to be HIV positive, you must have done something bad or something naughty to get it, i.e. Gay sex or drug use. The reality is, doesn't matter. You would never see anyone treat someone with diabetes or cancer the same way they treat people with HIV.
Alrighty. You have this campaign, this youth campaign that you're putting out there right now. Tell us a little bit about it, how it got started, and where it's at now.
The youth campaign. It's a fantastic campaign. First off, why it got started. Basically, in the Durham region, HIV rates of infection are on the rise, and particularly amongst youth. which is unusual to the rest of the province, and in fact the national average. The only other place it's worse is in the north. And when we saw that youth were becoming infected at a greater rate here in this region than anywhere else, we knew we had to act. So we pulled a team of youth together and asked them to come up with ways to get the message across to other youth. And a young man called John came up with the idea for this campaign. And he created the image, and our youth worker, Lindsay Chartier, she recognized it as a real good one. And we grabbed it, and thus the Cat and Rooster campaign was born. The graphics are really simple. It's day glow pink and day glow blue. One says, cover your rooster, and the other says, protect your cat. And it's just a very simple graphic of a rooster and a cat, and the response to them has been overwhelmingly positive. We've had to reprint the posters 5 times, and t-shirts went on our second one of t-shirts. The response by youth has been incredible, even though they're a bit risque, a bit cheeky, and the school board certainly doesn't care for them too much. young people who are wearing them, I've seen you wearing them, Eric.
All the time.
Favorite Facebook shirt. Page. And so any campaign that's that effective is worthwhile. In fact, we have you to thank for saying, put it on a t-shirt.
Oh,
and then like it was you who suggested that the one day. Now, what's really cool about the campaign is back in October, it went national. And that CADI, which is the Canadian AIDS Treatment Information Exchange, asked if they could take the campaign and spread it out across the country. So now, AIDS service organizations from Newfoundland to Vancouver are distributing that poster, those t-shirts, and it's fantastic.
Oh, that's great. It's quite the accomplishment to have such a small campaign to be completely broadcasted national.
Well, it went viral. It really did. Not so much online, but the response to it was just phenomenal. People enjoyed it. They liked it. The message was short, sweet, to the point. And it connected with youth. It didn't patronize them or talk down to them. It just said, very simply, protect yourself.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you very much for sitting down with us today, Adrian. It's a pleasure to be here and to help prevent HIV/AIDS.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you for giving me the time.
No problem. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Adrian Betts, and you heard his little spiel about all that. If you are interested in getting some posters or some of those t-shirts, all the information is on the Facebook group, and I will grab that right now for you. It's called the pardon me, I got a tickle in my throat. It's called the ACDR Youth Campaign, if you want to follow them on Facebook. It's the cover your rooster and protect your cat campaign. It's actually, yeah, Calvin gets it now.
Yes.
You know your mic isn't on, right?
Yeah, no.
Okay, just checking. So if you want any t-shirts or anything, get them on Facebook. The number for them, if you have a pen and paper on you right now, I'll grab that for you. I won't grab it for you because... Oh, yes, I will, because the website's right here. I should have had this prepared, guys. I didn't, to be completely honest.
Slacker.
Hey, be nice.
I am being nice. I could have said something else.
Okay, contact us. Here we go. It's a great... I've got a t-shirt myself. But anyways, if you want to order some of these t-shirts, the number here is... it's 905. It's, well, since I know most of you listeners are probably in the Toronto area.
GTA.
Thank you. The GTA. You know, you've got a microphone for a reason, right?
You have to turn it on for me, though.
There you go. Yeah, that's right. the number is 905-576-1445. And if you want to call toll-free, it's 1-877-361-8750. Once again, that is 1-877-361-8750. If you want to email Adrian Betts himself, make sure throw him an email at director. That's director at aidsdurham.com. Give him a shout. It would be a wonderful thing to get this thing going even more viral than it already is. Like I said, I got a t-shirt myself. They're fun t-shirts to wear. All the stuff is there on the Facebook page. The link is there. So definitely, guys, go get those t-shirts. Anyways, Back to some more music here. We're going to play some Band-Aid for you, if you guys don't know what that is. We got a few Christmas music, a few Christmas songs for you, because Christmas is fastly approaching. Yes, I will say Christmas.
Holidays.
Oh, hush you. Oh. It's Christmas. It is, you know what? I am not afraid to say that I believe that this is Christmas. That is my belief. You know what? If you don't like it, that's too bad. That's always been my view. I don't see how you could get offended by Christmas, but regardless. Anyways, here we go. Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world. Bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom. Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life. If the tables turn, would you survive? Here's to them underneath that burning sun. You ain't gotta feel guilt, just selfless. Give a little help to the helpless. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? Feed the world. Feed
ladies and gentlemen, those were two amazing Christmas songs. One was Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid 20, and that was followed by Step Into Christmas by Elton John. So, guys, there's this thing that's been going on online, and I'm going to get you guys to talk about this in just a second. Actually, we did have one person message us on the discussion board, but hey, we want to get more listeners out there who would like to share their opinion. First of all, just before I even start talking about this, 416-289-5000, extension 8615 is the number to call here, ladies and gentlemen. Or you can message us on the Facebook group, or you can mention us on Twitter, which is Where Wind Blows Are. Or you can send us an email at wherethewindblows@live.com. So what I've been, I put this up on the discussion board, and Tim Hortons, their new mug, their new China mug, it has it looks like it's kind of a how do I put it? It looks, it's hard to put things into words. I've noticed.
Like a China mug.
Well, obviously, it was like a China mug, Zach. You know, you've got your you can talk. You know, it's there.
Oh, testing.
It's there. Don't worry.
It just looks like a real regular mug.
Well, that's because you're quiet. But anyways, so it looks like you can see the whole country from Vancouver to Newfoundland. You know, kind of like as if you're looking at it from ground level. And so they've got, you know, the Rockies, you know, the CN Tower, you know, they've got the prairies, and they've got all that, you know, in sequence as to how the country rolls. And they've got some snow blowing around, and they've also got the maple leaf. You know, it's a symbol of our country. So, Tim Hortons in Quebec decided they don't want the maple leaf on the mug. Why, do you ask? That is a very good question. Because they believe that they said it's a symbol of Canada and we do not want it on our mug.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we posted that on Facebook, and I should already be on the page, but I'm not because I'm a slacker like that. But we did have somebody post something, Natalie J, who, by the way, Natalie, you are one of our most dedicated listeners, and we'd like to thank you. oh, that's a chip. Thank you, Zach. From all of us here at Where the Wind Blows, Natalie, we'd like to thank you for listening in every single week and being that one of our number one dedicated listeners.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Natalie.
That's to you.
Thank you. Yes.
Shout outs to Natalie.
Thank you. Thanks. You're it's because of fans like you that we do this show, because you know people are listening out there. I know my mom's listening out there. Hi, mom. But anyways.
Hi.
So once again, before I read Natalie's comment, make sure if you guys are listening, call us 416-289-5000, extension 8615. The time is now 7:27 in the p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also remember, you can email us with any, if you have a reply to any of this. We'd love to hear from you, wherethewindblows@live.com. So remember, and once again, right before we start talking to reading Natalie's post, it's 416-289-5000, extension 8615. We would love to hear from you.
Yes,
Natalie said, that's lame. Tim Hortons is taking it into politics with a coffee mug, then blaming it on a direct translation. Pfft, come on. We all know that French isn't that hard to translate. I lost my spot. It's not hard to translate, nor understanding English either. This spokesperson is digging his own hole for the company. Surely we know that the Bloc Québécois want their own, quote-unquote, country. That being Quebec separatism, when really it's just coalition. How is that supposed to bring out the French culture? My aunt's sister works for the Bloc, and I find it's pretty amazing that their group runs off. Never stepped a foot outside of Quebec on his own will. Who knew a coffee mug could go so far? Well put, Natalie. That's very well, but what are your comments on that, Zach?
Well, I completely agree with her. Like, it's a mug, people. People out there in Quebec, if you are listening, or if you're going to listen to this, no matter how much you want to be away from Canada, you're still a part of Canada. So you might as well be on the mug, and you might as well take the mug, because you're still a part of Canada. You may want to separate, you may want to go do your own thing, but for the moment, and probably for the next 100 years, you're going to be part of Canada. So suck it up.
Yeah, what Zach said. What about you, Calvin?
Well, since we already have the cup made with the Rocky Mountains, and since we're already representing British Columbia, like, why not? You know, just
I don't see as much advertising as it is. Like, they actually did remove. Like, this isn't so much as a debate that they want to get their maple leaf removed. It's been removed. It has been removed from the mug in Quebec, and I think it's absolutely
just the cup, or the just
the maple leaf from the cup. They actually made the cup in Quebec without.
But the graphic on the bottom is still there, right? Like the CN Tower.
Oh yeah,
and
but
the
any maple leaf on that mug is not there.
Oh,
they completely
just in British Columbia, right?
No, Quebec.
Oh, in Quebec.
Where have you been the last 5 minutes?
I keep hearing British Columbia for some reason.
No, I said British Columbia once.
Take off your headphones.
Well, I'm still listening.
Okay. Anyways,
yes, this is show.
really funny thing. I was talking to my. I decided to talk to my dad about this. He was the one who brought this forward to my attention. And I said, "Hey, you know, I should bring this up on the show and see what the listeners think." And we only have one listener who's thought something so far. But yeah. So if you're listening, because I know there are people out there listening, call us 416-289-5000 extension 8615. We'd love to hear from you.
I'm waiting for your calls.
That sounds kind of creepy. Anyways,
that makes them want to call more.
That makes them not want to call. Anyways, but I was talking to my dad, and he was the one who brought this to my attention. And I said to him, I was like, so. Like we were talking about it on the actually it was on the way to school yesterday. He was driving me to the GO station, but he said, "I was like, well, this is ridiculous because the French culture itself is struggling so much, you know." And the thing is, the Canadian government, the Canadian government. I have to say that one more time, just in case of those people, those separatists out there. The Canadian government,
quote unquote,
thank you, is helping fund your province because you are financially unstable right now, and they're helping you get through this rough time. So why not show your appreciation to this country and put that maple leaf back on your mug, because that maple leaf is a symbol of this country. Why would you not put a symbol of the country that is helping your province get through this rough time on this mug? That to me is just mind-boggling, Zach.
Like, of all things to make a big deal of, a mug? I don't see why this is so serious. I don't see why anybody should be wasting their time. I think our prime minister should just be like, you know what? You're still a part of Canada. Suck it up. Like, we're funding you. You're still a part of this country. Mm-hmm. You're going to take your generosity and then leave? Where are you going to go to? You've got Canada surrounding you.
Yeah. It's not like you can break apart the country and be like, see you guys later.
Like Hawaii?
Oh, Hawaii just kind of was already out there.
Yeah.
The United States was like, hey, look, Hawaii.
Yeah,
it's ours now.
They're just trying to make a big deal out of this.
Apparently, because, I mean, it's a mug.
I know.
Come on, people. This is a mug. You drink your coffee. It's likely you're going to go into the streets and be like, hey, look, I've got the mug. I've got this mug that has a Canadian leaf on it. What are you going to do about it? Oh, look, I'm broadcasting. No, seriously, it's a mug. You drink your coffee. You drink your tea. You put it in the dishwasher. You put it back in the cupboard.
It's a cup, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a mug. Seriously. Like, I don't see why they're taking this so offensively. You know, let's take off this leaf because it's a symbol of Canada. We don't like Canada.
Unless they want to be a...
You are Canada.
Yeah, unless they want
to
be an individual.
Welcome
nation.
To this country. You're not going anywhere anytime soon. On that note, we'd like to play some Van Halen for you guys.
Woot.
Here you go, guys. Dreams by Van Halen.
So baby, dry your eyes. Say you all the tears you've cried. Oh, that's one piece I'm made of. Cause we belong in a world that must be strong. Oh, that's one piece I'm made of.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Van Halen and the song by Andrew WK. Yes, we are very fond of Andrew WK here in this the Centennial Studio. We love Andrew WK.
Yes, we do.
He's a wonderful artist. Now, before we go any further, guys, there's something I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show.
What's that?
You already know. It's the listener.
I know, but what's that?
Stop.
What's that?
Okay. Guys, this is our 10th show.
Woo!
Holy, you just spiked the levels.
Woo!
Can I talk now? No more Asian hand claps. Okay, guys. No, we, it's actually gotten to the point where I can no longer use my own fingers to count how many shows we've on. I now have to use Calvin's toes.
My little Asian toes.
His little Asian toes. So
doing the V sign.
So, yeah, it's
our 10th show.
10th show, guys. Wow.
Woo. Double digits, people. Woo.
Double digits. Just wait till we hit triple digits. Then we have a problem.
Yeah,
the one to the OVO.
100. Could you imagine doing 100 shows here? Jeez. Oh, my God.
Welcome to our 100th anniversary.
That'd be like semester 3 or 4. Holy crap.
Well, oh, God.
Anyways, so back to our playlist here. I'm going to bring this up. I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to look at this at all. But I want to let you know, I was reading this thing. I was scrambling before the show. I was like, oh, I need a backup just in case something doesn't work. So I realized that this would actually be better not as a backup and to actually talk about this right now. The Salvation Army. I'm gonna read you the first paragraph of an article from the Toronto Sun that's online today. So, quote. The Salvation Army says it refuses to distribute Harry Potter and Twilight toys collected for needy children because they're incompatible with the charity's Christian beliefs, unquote.
Wow.
Try that again, Zach.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I seriously think that's just the first line, and I was tempted to just throw my MacBook across the room, but then I would hurt my baby, and that would not be very nice. But seriously, you know, a toy is a toy. You know, if you're a kid and you like the Harry Potter movies, you know, why can't you get it? Like, if you rely on the Salvation Army, you want those Harry Potter toys, or you like those Twilight toys or those action figures, you should be able to get them, regardless whether it's a Christian charity or not. That's another reason about the Salvation Army. I don't donate to the Salvation Army. But my main reason is because the Salvation Army does not help gay families in need, and I find that is very wrong. So I stopped donating to them.
Yeah.
But back to this on hand, what do you guys think of this, Zach?
Well, I think it's ridiculous because like Twilight and Harry Potter, they've been around. The church doesn't give a crap about these movies.
The church does not like the fact that either the books or the movies have been published.
Yeah, but
they're completely the new Pope, Pope Benedict XVI, actually when he first became Pope, he wanted to completely ban all the Harry Potter books. Just saying.
But the thing is, they tried doing that with books like The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons. But in the end, it's fiction. There shouldn't really be a problem. It's toys, people. You shouldn't be having a problem with that. It's not like the toys are like shirtless Edward or Jacob. And
they
it's
are
like,
shirtless.
The toys?
Some of them are.
Okay, those must be the versions for like the 13-year-old girls all across the United States.
Anyways, but no, I think welcome to the 21st century where, you know, there are books and movies about witchcraft and vampires. I mean, we're going through this vampire phase right now. There's a lot of young girls out there who like the Twilight movies, who like the Twilight books. I'm not a fan of the movies, to be honest. I've been told the books are good, and I haven't experimented with that yet, but I promised a friend that I was going to actually read the books. Or read the first one. See, it's like, holy, it's like 2 inches thick.
Don't turn to the dark side, Luke.
Oh, I won't turn to the dark side. Don't worry. I'm still sticking to Harry Potter. But seriously, and here's another quote I just poked up. Quote, I was shocked. War-themed toys from TV shows and movies with far more violence than Harry Potter, and these were considered inappropriate toys, unquote. So, I mean, you're selling kids guns and action figures with, you know, knives and, like I said, guns and stuff, but you won't sell a small little wizard, the boy who lived, or a vampire. Seriously, you know, your it's, I don't get it.
Like, honestly,
I really don't get it.
If you're gonna get rid of this stuff, you might as well get rid of almost every single costume they sell at Halloween. I mean, like, yep. They've got...
Well, this is just the Salvation Army, remember. This isn't just in general.
But even at Salvation Army, I see costumes like Jack the Ripper and Michael Myers. I see costumes like that at the Salvation Army, and I'm like, yeah, this is very Catholic, or this is very Christian.
But they won't, you know, the Harry Potter and the Twilight. Like, that just doesn't make sense. We want your opinion, guys. Give us a call, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. The time is now 7:48 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you haven't, it is up on the discussion board, and we'd love to hear from you. Regardless, in any way, we do have the BlackBerry Messenger. If you have a BlackBerry, be sure the barcode is on the page again. It was on the page somewhere, and I'll repost it again, because I noticed that we haven't been getting a lot of people on BlackBerry. But we'll definitely repost it again sometime soon. But I just think it's absolutely ridiculous with this whole thing. And we'd love to hear from you. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Calvin, what's your view on this?
Well, I've been volunteering throughout my high school years for Salvation Army. And to be honest, a toy's a toy. Like, kids just love to kids just love to receive toys, even if it's especially during Christmas. If they receive a toy, like especially needy families, it's a toy. Exactly. Happy. So
exactly.
When they receive a toy, they get really, really happy.
Exactly. You know, kids, you know, yeah. we as adults understand the meaning of Christmas. Oh, don't even get me started about this. We'll talk about this next week. Uh-huh. Remind me. I'll tell you later. But us adults as Christmas, well, most of us adults, when we know Christmas, we realize, no, it's not it's not really a time of, you know, let's buy somebody something. It's a time of spending. Christmas is spending time with families and friends. Or if you're Jewish, you know, Hanukkah, you're spending time with your family and friends. Mostly, I would assume, if I'm not mistaken, Hanukkah, it's mostly spent time with family. You know, seven days. Hanukkah's 7 days, right? Yeah, seven days. So Hanukkah or any other religion out there, it's family and friends. It's not really let's buy a gift for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars on families and friends. No.
That's really up to you guys.
It's like I personally, when Christmas comes along, you know, I'll buy a couple things here and there for some people, but I like to, like, I use computer skills to do stuff. I remember one year for Mother's Day, I did a collage for my mom for Mother's Day, and it's hanging on the wall. I do that kind of stuff, you know, because that to me is a lot more meaningful than just
something you buy.
Yeah. But regardless, but as back on topic here, just the fact that the Salvation Army isn't doing this because it's against their quote unquote Christian
beliefs.
It's quotes. Incompatible with the charity's Christian beliefs, unquote.
Yeah, it's their beliefs.
I think that's complete horse crap. Why? Because look what else, you know, they'll give away. They'll give away just the stupidest things, and they won't be, well, not stupid, but violent things, and they're still, but they won't do Harry Potter and Twilight.
Yeah.
I'm sure they gave away Lord of the Rings stuff.
I'm absolutely certain they gave away Lord of the Rings.
But then again, the Lord of the Rings was written by a Catholic author, quote unquote. But regardless, I don't want to get too much into this. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cut to some more Christmas music here. Some more John Lennon in memory of him. Here is, I can never remember the title of the song, if I'm not mistaken. So This Is Christmas by John Lennon.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was "And So This Is Christmas" by John Lennon. Now, we're running out of time here, guys. We've got a couple more minutes before we have to, unfortunately, say goodbye for this week. But we will be back next week. And just so you know, guys, we will be still going on during the holidays, the break between semesters. I'm not sure about Kelvin, but I know I'll be.
I'll try my best.
You better try your best because you're my co-host. So, yeah, we're still going to be
live.
We'll still be live during the holidays. Trust me, I'm going to make sure that my work notes are here. They said, don't schedule me Wednesday nights because I need to be here Wednesday nights. Actually, I'll just take the whole day off. Then we'll just come here and just chill with all you guys if you're not busy. How's that sound?
Yeah. Sounds good.
That's cool.
Have a dance party down the hallway.
Have a dance party down the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be not? Awesome. Play some
no
loud
one's here.
Music. Have a couple of computers set up in the different.
Bring some eggnog.
Yeah, have some groupies outside.
Have a couple outside. Of computers all in the different wonderful. Computer labs.
Sounds
dance around.
Absolutely wonderful. But so ladies and gentlemen, yes, we'll be here next week. We have no idea what we're going to be talking about next week.
We'll plan it out.
But we will definitely let you know what is coming up next on next week's show. We leave you this evening with actually a pretty funny song. I'm not sure if you guys know any. This is actually 2 weeks in a row I played country music. But anyways, the Brad Paisley sings a song. It's called "Penguin James Penguin." It's a cute little song, and we're gonna leave you with this tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So anyways, have yourself a great night. Thank you for those who have been listening over the last hour. I know you probably don't like putting up with us, but hey, you know we're here. But then again, if you didn't like putting up with us, you wouldn't be listening.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brad Paisley with Penguin, James Penguin. Have a great week.
Peace.
Well, the reindeer pull the sleigh, and the elves make the toys. The
Those are stories that are well known to all little girls and boys. But I've got another story that I bet you haven't heard. Did you know that Santa has a secret agent bird? He's Penguin, James Penguin, that dapper little guy. Like a well-dressed duck in a three-piece tux, he's Santa's secret spy. Now have you ever wondered how Santa Claus keeps tabs? How he knows when you've been good, how he knows when you've been bad. It's Penguin, James Penguin, that dapper little guy. Like a well-dressed duck in a three-piece tux, he's Santa's secret spy. From an undisclosed location, he's watching me and you. He's got satellite uplinks in his cufflinks. Yeah, he sees everything you do. He's Penguin, James Penguin, that dapper little guy. Like a well-dressed duck in a three-piece tux, he's Santa's secret spy.
Ladies and gentlemen, Penguin James Penguin by Barat Paisley. I know we said we were done, but I lied. I forgot to mention that in half an hour, we have Zach Murillo with The Jukebox. Make sure, ladies and gentlemen, that you do not forget to listen to The Jukebox in half an hour's time, exactly where you're listening to us right now. It's an all-request station, so if you have a request, Zach has the answer. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done for the night. You have yourself a wonderful evening. I'm Eric Terry.
Dot, dot, dot. And I'm Kelvin Wong.
And I'm Zach Murillo. Join me in half an hour for The Jukebox.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of everybody here for Where the Wind Blows.
Peace out.
Have a wonderful night.